The start of high school football season is always a big deal in Texas. But when the Tyvee Antlers in Kerrville played this weekend, it took on extra significance as part of the community's healing from the devastating flash flooding in July. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
They need to purchase tickets.
At the Kerrville Independent School District Tyvee Antler Stadium, Rebecca Kreider has been selling tickets for the last 25 years. But this night's game is different.
I feel honored to be in the presence of all those involved in the rescues, and I'm glad they were here.
This is the first varsity game since the big flood, and it's being played to salute the first responders who showed up when disaster hit, which included a flyover of National Guard Black Hawk helicopters.
We are proud to be with our first responder, honorary captain, for this first varsity football game. Represent the bravery and commitment that keep our hill country community safe.
In the early morning hours of July 4th, a stalled cluster of thunderstorms dumped over a foot of rain that funneled into the Guadalupe River. It rose catastrophically, almost 30 feet. Without warning, a wall of water smashed into holiday vacationers and summer camps. At least 135 people were killed. At Camp Mystic, a Christian girls' summer camp, 27 lost their lives.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
On Friday night, a survivor of Camp Mystic, 12-year-old Skylar Darrington, sang her own rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Our faith was strong, you showed the KIFB hero. Their willingness to put other safety above their own.
School bus drivers were also being recognized for their bravery. During the flood, they became first responders and came to the rescue of children trapped by the floodwaters. That morning, Kerrville High School principal Rick Cirilla organized a convoy of 10 school buses.
Very difficult driving, very difficult terrain, mud, all those kind of things. And we arrived at the camps. The camps were doing a good job of keeping the kids, kind of a triage session. But we arrived and there were kids in their pajamas with their stuffed animals.
Cirilla said he sees his own students dealing with the trauma of that day.
We didn't know their stories when it was happening, but after a while, you know, they surface and we help those needs. We've got lots of help for all of our children, all of our family, all of our community members.
Cirilla said part of that healing is football, which is more than a game. Before a kickoff, in the locker room, head coach Curtis Neal addressed his players.
When we get out there, support one another, there's going to be great things that happen. There's going to be some things where we're going to have some setbacks, adversity. It's going to hit us square in the mouth. We got to hold on to one another. We got to support one another. And we just got to regroup and go. It's that simple. Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
Touchdown, Tyvee.
The Antlers took to the field against the Del Rio Rams. They gave their community something to cheer about, winning the game 40-21. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in Kerrville, Texas.